بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن أم حميد رضي الله عنه أنها جاءت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني أحب الصلاة معك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد علمت أنك تحب الصلاة معي وصلاتك في حجتك خير من صلاتك في دارك إلى آخر الحديث رواه أحمد رحمه الله سيدة أم حميد الساعدية رضي الله عنها الصحابية رضي الله عنها she narrates that she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said that definitely I love performing salah with you, I love performing salah behind you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in reply that I know that you love performing salah behind me but your salah in the inner part of your home is better than your salah in the outer part of your home. And your salah in the outer part of your home is better than the salah in your local masjid. And your salah in the local masjid is better than your salah in my masjid. And then the narrator says that after that, Umm Humayd radiallahu anha was not seen performing salah outside her home again. Now, what is going on in this hadith? So the message is simple. This is, we are talking about the era when those factors were there that women were allowed to perform salah in the masjid. But even in that time, it was preferred, it was more rewarding for them to perform salah at home. So this woman, she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her. But there is a point that I wish to mention in this hadith, which applies to both men and women, which is that right now, for example, if we get the opportunity to go to Madinah Munawwara to perform salah there, you know, it feels amazing. We really enjoy it. Now, if we think about, we are talking about the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musalli are all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The feeling at that time must have been totally something else. And compare that to the feeling of performing salah alone in your home, where sometimes there are other people, sometimes there are children distracting you. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that for you the salah in your home is better. And she did amal upon it as well. What does this tell us? This tells us that if you want to know the value of your ibadah, look at how close it is to the sharia and the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't look at how it feels to you. Don't look at how it feels to you. It's not necessary that I perform salah today, for example, and I felt amazing in the salah, I felt a zeal to perform salah, I felt I enjoyed my salah. That means that my salah is more valuable than the day when I didn't feel like performing salah. No. The value of our amals doesn't depend on the feeling inside it. The value of our amals depends on the how close it is in line with the commands, with the sharia, with the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An amal can have a lot of zeal, a lot of feeling, you can enjoy it a lot. But if you haven't done it in line with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it won't be as valuable. Let me give you a very simple example. For example, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that salah is performed with the eyes open. Now if a person, he thinks that I struggle to concentrate with my eyes open, so let me perform salah with my eyes closed. And because of that, he is able to concentrate and his salah is, you know, he enjoys his salah a lot more as well. Still, his salah won't be as valuable as the person who performs salah with his eyes open. That is the principle. That if your amal, the closer it is in line with the sunnah of Allah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidelines set by Allah ta'ala, that is how valuable your amal is. And that, on a side note, we can also take, because especially in our time, when the homes have a lot more distractions, and women, you know, sometimes they feel like, oh, it's very difficult for me to concentrate in my salah. So they should take solace from the fact that it may be difficult, but we still get the same reward as if, you know, as those men who are performing salah in the masjid, they are able to concentrate. But let us take away this principle in our deen, that whatever we do, make sure it is in line, as close to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible, whether we enjoy it or not, then it is valuable in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon that. Ameen wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.